Attitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I've got the Mr. and Mrs. right here.
Hello.
And welcome to the show. I'm Periscope. And
what's up?
Everyone that's listening out there.
So, awesome. You got everybody?
Yeah, I got everybody.
You got everybody?
Just everybody's listening.
Everybody's listening.
Everyone's listening. Everybody on Facebook, Twitter, on our website, and as well on Spreaker. So, everybody, welcome to the show. Let's go into segment two here.
Well, before you start, anybody on Periscope, Periscopians, if you got any questions, comments, or anything like that during the show, ask little Steven, and he will write it down, and will ask us when we get done with our first little segment of the show.
Of course. Well, let's go into things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
All right. So, things that make you go, So, Mister, would you like to start off with this one this week?
Sure. You know, I think we may have discussed it a little bit, but almost, you know, things that made me go, Let's go back. I'm going to say when your wife says yeah to you. When your wife says yeah to you. When you ask them a question.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing. Because they are not paying attention to you, actually. They're not.
So, I don't think that's 100%.
I would say it was a high percentage. I would say 60% of
a high
women.
Percentage.
I would say 60% of wives, when they say when they say yeah, they are actually not paying attention to what you're saying.
The mister is making a statement about all wives.
I'm guessing. No,
that's
I'm not
bold
making,
statement.
No,
man.
Okay, let's go down to 40.
Why don't you just talk about your own wife?
Okay, my wife? Okay. 95%. If she says yes, she will say yeah in mid-sentence.
That's fair.
And be like, and then I'll go back. No, seriously. And I'll go
that's
back.
Fair.
Oh, no,
what,
no, no, time
what
out.
What did you say? I'll be like, what did I say? I don't know.
She's agreed with you, though. You're not supposed to be agreeing. That is horrible.
It's 100% true.
I'm not gonna lie about it.
95%. Yeah, that's fair. That's horrible.
Listen, the other day, okay, funny story. She's driving.
I'm not saying it's right. Oh, I'm just saying I do it.
She goes to pick up our son, and she's in a garage. Okay. I totally get it. You're in a garage. I just got home from work, so my phone's about dead.
Okay,
funny story. So she calls me, and we're talking. I charge my phone up, and she goes and parks and waits for him to get done with work. So I'm on the other end. I'm sitting in the dining room, not in the kitchen, and I'm still feeling under the weather a little bit, so forgive me. So I had to charge the phone up in the dining room, not in the living room. And so I'm sitting in the dining room chair just listening to her try to tell me about, you know, whatever's going on. And so it goes in and out. I can't hear her. And I'm like, I really can't hear you. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up. And she keeps talking. And, you know, so.
What does this have to do with me always saying yeah?
I'm getting to it. Anyway, then I start talking. Okay, because I'm actually, okay. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to piece together everything she's saying. All right, so it goes back to me to start talking. And so, you know, I did this today. This is going on, that and this. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not feeling so well today. But I need to get something to eat. Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm jumping off the spaceship Yeah. And I'm like, what?
He did not say that.
But, you know, the sky
but
is
blue. But I could see him saying it, though.
The sky is blue today.
I actually think this entire discussion is just proof of why sometimes I end up just saying yeah.
Why?
Because. Just, you know, sometimes you just start talking and it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, okay.
So you're admitting sometimes you don't pay attention to what your husband's saying.
Oh, yeah, I'm very honest about it.
So sometimes there might be something important there that you just, say, yeah. Huh?
No.
You don't know if you're not listening.
I know.
So,
but I know there was nothing important.
Wow.
So let's go back to the first segment of the show today. Someone called someone in this group mean, but your wife, if I was in front of a jury of husband and wives, you would just been convicted because you sit here and say, I do not listen to my husband.
Whoop.
Yeah.
We got an echo.
You got an echo.
It was so nice it had to be said twice.
So anyway. I'm just what I am agreeing to is the fact that sometimes I'll be doing something and you choose to talk to me and I'm not listening. But in order to avoid some sort of weird argument over whatever, I just am like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
So
I don't think I'm the only spouse that does that.
No, I'm sure you're not. So, gentlemen, if you ever hear your spouse say "yeah," don't even bother. Keep going. Stop.
If only.
Because I'm telling you, go back and actually talk to your spouse. And I bet you usually the "yeah" word is for okay, whatever you say, and they just So "yeah" is a key word.
Would you like me to switch my phrase from yeah to that's great?
No, I like you doing yeah because at least when you say yeah, I am in tune with you already where, okay, she's tuning me out, so whatever. I might as well say what I can.
Been there before.
I just, since you know that, I don't understand why you're so upset about it.
I'm not. It's funny to me now because I'm at the point now. Of like, if you're talking, and you say yeah one time, I'm just like, all right, I'm pretty much done talking.
Okay, good to know. Right. I might pull out the yeah a little more often.
That's fine. Then 5 minutes later, well, here's the funny part. The whatever I was talking to her about, she'd be like, so did you do this today? I just told you I did it. But you weren't listening to me, so you can't find out.
So I think it's fair to say if I'm doing something and I'm not looking at you and you choose to download while I'm not looking at you and obviously not engaged in the conversation, then you can't really complain about it when I go, yeah. And then...
But
later ask you things that you feel like you've already shared.
But if I've already shared it, I don't feel like I should have to share it a second time.
Well, you didn't share it because you weren't making sure I was paying attention first.
So you
have to make sure she's paying attention, apparently. Yeah. That's part of the whole deal here.
Well, I mean, that's like saying I told you while you were sleeping, right? Because,
completely different. That's completely different.
Let's go to a story about that, okay? I will be
I'm
like,
not
hey,
come out very good in
no,
this one either.
So listen, I will be like, hey, let's cuddle. Let's spend some time in the bedroom. I did this morning. I was like, when you're sleeping. So, I'm like, that doesn't count. If I'm sleeping, that doesn't count that we spent time together. She counts it as spending time together, and that does not count.
I don't know what to say anymore.
Really? How is it? But
I've been on your side lately. But I don't know if I can right now. So.
I mean, just the same way. Same way, Chilly. Well, you pass gas in bed. Well, really? I was asleep. I was asleep. It doesn't count.
Hold on a second. I think we're going to have we're going to have to put a label on this episode.
Of course.
So the family doesn't listen to it.
Yeah. I don't know how to respond to this.
How did this become like the Dr. Phil show? Just like relax for a minute.
I didn't feel so well last week. I feel a lot better this week on this show. So
I know, I can tell.
Anyway, we're good.
Okay. Okay.
So, I have other stories. So what is yours?
So anyway. I think, just to be clear for our audience, I don't like cuddling you because you pass gas in bed. I'm just trying to follow your logic at the end.
No. What I was saying, things you say it doesn't count.
Hold on. I don't understand that.
No. You said when things. No, the point is, what you say doesn't count when you're asleep is funny. Or when I'm asleep.
I know. Do I talk in my sleep?
Forget it. All right. What's your thing that makes you go, hmm?
Well, so I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as amusing as that just was. But the...
Probably not. It's about me. It's never that funny.
Oh, goodness. So my thing this week is multi-view.
Multi-view is the greatest thing ever.
On U-verse. Multi-view. So there is a channel called Multi-view. And right now it's the Olympics. Six screens of the Olympics.
Four.
There's other tabs.
Oh, DirecTV does that too. They do like a sports channel where you can.
And then there are other. Now they have multi-view for other things. They have kids channel multi-view, football multi-view, right?
Right, but no.
Oh
for,
my gosh.
Trust me, for AT&T, it's only four. Trust me, right now.
Thank you for correcting me.
It's way better than six.
Because that actually mattered.
No, it does. Anyway, what about it?
So. And the fact that you know this well enough to make it a specific point today just gets back to my, So AT&T, I would like to say, to you for creating multi-view because, he wasn't watching enough TV already.
Okay. Let's go back to that then. You won't say that. Multi-view is great because that way I can see what's on NBC Sports, NBC and Bravo and the other one, USA, that are doing the Olympic Games. Because I might have swimming on one and badminton on the other. So I got to pay attention to both and figure out which one I want to go to. But it's been great for us because we actually spend time watching the Olympics.
For us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, once I see what's on, I will go back to that channel and leave it on that channel.
But you end up with that page on the TV, so the multi-view screen, and your laptop, and your phone.
I don't watch the laptop, phone, and that at the same time.
Not necessarily with the Olympics, but you have them both going.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's go back to my lovely wife. Because actually, if you look in the room right now, she's got two phones going. But
I don't have two. I do have two phones.
Yes, you got two phones and a Fire that you don't have on right now. Earlier, I was trying to do show notes. She was typing on a phone, watching a TV show on her tablet. And she's talking to me about too many devices.
I was checking email while watching Born Legacy.
Right. I can't do that.
I cannot multitask like that.
No, but I can't either.
I totally get the multi-view. The thing about the multi-view that's I try to stay on it and then I get off of it. I try not to stay more than a couple minutes on it. I really do.
When we had DirecTV and we had the NFL.
That was amazing.
Hope you're still married at the end of the football season package.
Well, first of all, I think every couple should have in their, when they get ready to get married from September to January, is on Sundays is football season. Okay. And we should be able to watch football with our wives or the multi-channel. Because football, sports, bring families together.
Who told you that?
That's what I was told.
No.
Especially the Olympics. Let me tell you, the Olympics really bring. Because we can sit down and watch the Olympics together.
See.
And it really helps, I think.
The Olympics to me is always tough just of like trying to watch all of the Olympics. It's tough because there's so many events happening at one time. So, I mean, I get the whole thing with the multi-view, but how can you actually watch swimming and then over here is archery and then over here is track and field and over here? It's really tough to do.
I usually don't. I mean, honestly, she's painting a picture, but usually I try to watch one or the other, all right? If I see something else, I switch to it and watch it.
Uh-oh, she's...
I'm going to paint a picture on my board since... The minister said I'm painting a picture.
Okay. So anyway, is that it for your multi-picture thing?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm good.
All right. Multi-view.
Yeah, let's go into the next segment.
Let's go into family adventures. All right, mister, what you got for some family adventures today?
I'm scared to start because my wife might actually... I'm trying to... You are painting a picture. A TV picture of multi-view.
Multi-view, yes. Yeah, I was creating multi-view, yes. All right.
It's great.
It's actually a lot cheaper to watch my version of it. So, like, something awkward was said, and then there's a big, long pause, or, like, when you say things like, Missy ate my salami to my mother. And that awkward pause.
What, like the awkward pause right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you play dummy? Yeah.
No.
So I had taken some lunch meat into work, and apparently the mister was planning on having it for lunch. And I had taken it with me.
Look, something you do not do is take your husband's salami out of the fridge.
Well, now, so I did replace it.
Oh, my gosh. But all right.
This was... I'm pretty sure there was an awkward silence after that statement.
But it was even worse is once you tell your mother-in-law that somebody did it. Okay. So it's even worse for that.
Wow.
So, but I'm talking about that sign. Yes, that would be an uncomfortable silence after you say that to an in-law. Okay. Let's move on.
So, what is this segment called? Because I forgot.
Family Adventure.
So, I think mine was baseball this week. So, I took my sister's oldest, to the ballpark for Pokemon Go night. At the ballpark.
Oh, you probably really enjoyed that, didn't you?
Actually, you know, I don't play Pokemon Go. Don't have it on my phone. Mainly, I email people warnings about all the data it collects and all the bad things that happen to people playing it. But my nephew, very excited to be there, you know, spent time trying to help keep the gym and win prizes and got a couple Pokemon he hadn't had. And that was an adventure in and of itself because I don't play and I don't, you know, pay much attention to the game. So watching lots of people in the ballpark who were all staring at their phones and they were all swarming by the picnic table area inside the ballpark because that's where the gym was, like behind where the home plate club is. And they're all there battling to try to, you know, to keep the gym. And, you know, even one of the...
It's kind of comical
even,
in a way.
Even one of the janitors, like, jumped in and helped them. You know, it was crazy to me. Just absolutely crazy to watch. And then, you know, people kind of roaming around the edges of the ballpark trying to catch the Pokemon over in Romare Park without leaving the ballpark. I mean, it's incredible to me. That was an adventure. That was definitely an adventure.
Huh. Did anybody get hit in the head with baseball?
Not while we were there. But in the royalty race.
You just
want
to see it, don't you?
In the royalty race, the jester was running with Pikachu. And Homer had a big Pokeball. And he launched himself at the jester with the giant Pokeball.
That dang jester.
And I'm actually sad that Charlie. I knew that it was Pikachu and that the Pokeball is called a Pokeball. So, but there you have it. And Homer was dressed like Ash from the original Pokemon series.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, it was definitely an adventure. I gotta say, I don't get it. But
You don't get it?
I mean, I kind of like real life. I'm walking around looking at a screen just isn't my thing.
You know,
I get you.
I get the Pokemon thing. But you're still playing on a device in front of your face instead of looking where you're going or talking to somebody else. You're actually still – but, I mean, I get it.
I mean, If they would make a, you know, video game of it again, it would have been so much better. I mean, I get why they did the mobile thing, just because they can reach a bigger audience on the mobile, but I understand the whole thing.
It wasn't
like,
Nintendo. It was Niantic, right? Right.
Yeah,
Nintendo licensed it, but they basically gave it away for free to them because they're not making a whole lot of money off of it.
No. Yeah, I mean, they're not going to make money off of their game systems anymore. So I totally get why you're doing it that way, because you can make, you know, you can do different things off of Pokemon Go. I get it.
Absolutely, yeah.
They made $250 million already off of that game.
Oh, their stock went up.
It's only been
up.
Like a month or 2 months. It's only been 2 months.
Their stock went up.
Niantic?
Yeah. I mean,
are they, do they have a?
Nintendo's stock went up.
Yeah, but Nintendo's not making the money off of it.
They're making off of, their stock went up because of this. So they're making money off of it.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. I mean, it might be in the other place, but.
Yeah, okay. No, I mean, stock price goes up. That's good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because of the game, even though they may not own it right now, I mean, own it anymore, yeah. their stock went up, and it went up like 50%.
See, if Google was smart, they would bring back the Google Glass, and they would figure out how to integrate it with Pokemon Go.
Well, if they're smart, you would do it for Nintendo. You would do it, not Nintendo.
Because then
you would do it for Mario and different things.
Because instead of having people staring at phones walking around, they could have their Google Glass and they could just use their finger to swipe on the side of the glass. And that would be a lot safer than the people walking around with
a lot safer.
And you would do it now. You could do – Nintendo's knows their money is not in the game systems anymore. It's on these to-go stuff like that on their phones and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anyway.
All right, that was Family Adventures this week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Family Adventures.
What's next?
Well, we're going to go in. We're going to end the segment here. So, everyone on Periscope, stay tuned.
What's on next segment?
Well, we've got the game show, the battle of Mr. and Mrs.
Before we end, this is sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting, where we put the attitude back into broadcasting. And some of the other shows on Attitude Broadcasting are BSS Carolinas, Wrestling with Attitude.
Where you can catch us everywhere.
And the Mrs. Sports Show.
Oh!
The Mrs. Sports Show wins.
Oh!
I thought that thing was retired. Wrestling Attitude you can catch every week at 5:30 on Periscope, Spreaker, and iTunes. And, of course, BSS Carolinas you can catch every Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Catch them.
All right. Everyone else, stay tuned on Periscope. If not, we'll see you again on the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Check us out Facebook, Twitter, Mr. and Mrs. Show.com, and Spreaker, as always. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket.